This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to Casual Conversations. I am your host, Ryan Bean, here with the ever-talented and beautiful co-host, Elena Sweetser.
Welcome back.
Thank you for joining us yet again. We appreciate you guys being here.
Absolutely. We got a good one today.
So, as you guys know, we changed up the format a handful of episodes ago where one of us bring a topic to the table and the other person comes in blind and does not know what the topic is. And we've struck up a lot of great conversations and it made us think of things about things more on the off the cuff. And people that have listened and given us feedback really like that format. And we might switch some things up now that we're in season two. We might continue to switch things up. So today is Elena's topic. So what are we getting into?
Well, for those who didn't listen to last week's topic, Ryan's was about humility, and that was a good one. So make sure to go listen to that if you enjoy this episode. But today's topic, since this one will be released close to Valentine's Day, what I want to talk about is dating your spouse.
Okay.
And I know you do really well with this, but I want to specifically talk about the different stages of dating, because most people have expectations of dating in a different chapter in their life. And what I mean by that is like how Cole and I or our parents have toddlers, and like you guys don't have a toddler, so you don't have to pay babysitters. So you can probably do different types of dates, right?
Oh,
you don't have to worry about the babysitter aspect.
Yep.
And I feel like a lot of people struggle specifically with young kids, like, oh, we're missing out on life, but they just forget that they're in different chapters.
Correct.
So you guys are going on married 20 years in March.
She's still putting up with me, thank
God. Yeah, that's awesome. Cole and I are 12 years together, 8 years married this year. So I think it'd be cool to talk about the different stages of dating your spouse. From when you guys became spouses before that.
Okay.
To now, what does it look like?
So, great topic. First, I will say that it's extremely critical that you always date your spouse. It's something that me and Allison talked about well before we got married. I think there's just certain things that should never go away. And it was easier for me because I always felt my personality is to always work on things.
Yeah.
So when I, in my marriage is the same way. I treat my marriage just like any other job. It's got to take work and effort and things like that. I never wanted to give Allison ever an excuse to not be happy or not, or to at least never have her give her a reason to where she may want to leave because of lack of effort.
Right.
So I kind of went into the marriage with, into our relationship that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're dating. It's weird because you look at dating now and it's really not that much different from when it was back then.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started dating Allison, I was poor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're working your tail off, working 6 or 7 days
a
week.
Remember your first date?
I do, yeah. My first date, I took Allison out to Olive Garden.
Endless breadsticks.
100%. So I will say this was, people used to make fun of me. They used to call me a Jamaican back in the day because I'd have 4 or 5 jobs. I was working 7 days a week because I liked having money. I like to make money because I like to go spend it, but I spent every dime I got, right? I never saved anything, but I was willing to work to go do things. And when I finally got Allison to, when Allison went on our first date, it was funny because I had planned on just doing dinner and a movie and taking her out to a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll remember it pretty vividly because we went to dinner and I took her to Olive Garden, and I remember I was going to try to have like a baller type move. And she had mentioned that all the dessert menus look good. I asked her, I said, well, what do you want for dessert?
Yeah.
She goes, oh my gosh, all looks good. And the waitress came over to the table and I said, we'll have one of everything.
Oh my God, Ryan.
So 100%. So we ordered everything off the
calories
menu.
Calories don't count on this date, honey.
And I think she was like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, you said everything looks good. Let's order all of them. So we ordered all of them. And I remember like there was a couple next to us. And I said, don't worry, you guys will get one or two of these. We're not going to eat all of them. And they're like, oh my God, that was such a night. I'm thinking to myself, I try to be, you know,
you Mr. set the tone for the rest of your life.
Oh, Mr. Big Shot, right? At Olive Garden, right? It was probably an extra 18 bucks worth of desserts or something. I don't know. But and then we were supposed to go. We went to see Made in Manhattan. You know, this is how you know you. I didn't know my wife at all.
Lopez?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was our first date, and we went to Starbucks, and we ended up missing two movie times because we just sat there and talked, and we literally got two Starbucks. You know, after we kind of went to dinner, we kind of walked around for a little bit, then we stopped at a Starbucks, and it was like a later night movie, and we just were having such a great conversation. I'm like, we'll just go to another movie later, no big deal. And I realized that my wife does not like rom-coms. Mm-hmm. That's not her style. So you learn that.
She likes reading them, though.
She loves, I guess. She likes to read them, I guess. But she was like, you know, please don't like bring me a stuffed animal. Don't, you know, don't bring me flowers. Like, she's like, don't go spend $80 on flowers. Buy me shoes.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was, oh my God, that woman in shoes. She's still this way. But back when we were dating, she loved shoes. So she was always like, I'd rather have $30 or $40 pair of shoes than you
take.
Or that's whatever. Yeah. So, you know, anyway, you learn a lot about each other. But I remember my first date vividly because I remember when we sat there, it was the first girl that I had dated where I was like, man, we're, you know, this conversation's going. Mm-hmm. And you know, of course, there's a huge physical attraction to her.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just the.
Even now, she's still a hot babe.
She's beautiful, yeah. And again, I don't get it. I tell people all the time, but
We don't either.
I don't blame
you. You've got a great personality.
I must. It had to carry me over. Right? Income potential. Yeah. That's what it was. No, I'm just kidding. No, it just was a great conversation, good date. But I remember I was like, you know what? As we continue to get into our relationship, a date. But again, you're still poor, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, a date was not. It could go get a grab a cup of coffee, go to a park or whatever. It was just the time. And then as we had kids, it was harder because again, going out costs a lot of money, right? Because then you're adding, call it $100 to your tab for the night to pay, or $50, whatever it is, to pay for a babysitter to watch your kids. You're okay, these nights become pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. So I would just, you know, you still can make dinner and have a movie or play a board game and put the kids down and, you know, still, you know, put some music on. Yeah. And like, we'd have times where we would put music on and just dance in the living room. And, you know, we'd have a nice dinner and we'd lay the kids down and like, you know, we would play a board game. Or those to me is, those are some of my most memorable moments, more so than maybe taking her to a fancy steakhouse.
And that's the phase that Cole and I are in now.
Yeah. And
you
it's,
know, cause
this is where you connect more, in my opinion. Yeah.
Cause like last night was our at home date night. And so we put Kian to bed and we ordered DoorDash Chili's because we were craving a burger from Chili's.
Yep.
And the little appetizers, we split our burger. We put our stuff in like old people splitting meals, you know, and we watched Lord of the Rings. And that was what we wanted to do together.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there and we're like, oh, when the war scenes are up, we're like, this is our favorite part, like just nerding out.
Yeah.
We loved it, you know?
Well, you got to connect with your spouse, right? It's like, you know, me and Allison, we talked about, you know, trying to do like a weekend getaway every year where it's just me and her. You know, usually when we travel with a group of friends because it's always fun to have a group of friends. But I think it's very important to just go have a trip where it's just you and your wife or you and your spouse. And just to reconnect and to just talk about life and shut the phones off. Mm-hmm. And that's a big thing for me too is, so, you know, kind of backtrack. So then you kind of go through that stage, which I loved. And then, you know, but now Alice and I still go out. And usually when we go out for dates, it's usually to go see a movie or we'll still go out to dinner. Or, you know, for her, it's just like, you know, maybe hop in the golf cart.
Yeah.
We do a lot of that, especially when the weather is nice.
Yeah.
We'll just go cruise the neighborhood. She'll pour herself a little glass of wine or a little, you know, to-go wine.
Beep, beep, and everywhere you go.
Yeah, we cruised in the golf cart. And
the golf cart is just a silent disco. Remember that?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we did. Right. Exactly. We're right next to the lake, so we'll just go cruise the lake, and we'll bring a bottle of wine out there and just sit there and have a conversation. And but it's very critical to not stop doing the things that got your wife or your spouse. And I'm just speaking from my perspective. Like, I looked at Allison, I was like, okay, the things that I do for her today are the same things I did when I was trying to date her, when I was trying to take the relationship to another level. Why does that things, why do those things go away?
Yeah.
And I think why marriages, from what I've seen, tend to slip is that people forget to do those little things because now they feel like, I already got you. We're now married. We're now the old married couple. Why do we need to do these nice things for each other? And vice versa. You know, like the wives want to get dolled up for their husbands. Yeah. And why does those things go away?
And like I told Cole, I said, I also think that people forget that you grow in life.
Uh-huh.
You're growing with your spouse. So uh-huh. what I used to find fun, like when Cole and I used to go play darts, the little dive bar when we lived in Durango, that might be fun to me now, but a date night to me more is like what he and I did last night. Nerd out. You know, we'll play Plunder. We love playing Plunder together.
Yep.
And even now our son likes to play with us, but like that's the phase we're in. And I'm like, we forget that we just change over time. And a lot of people forget to adapt to that.
Yeah.
Like my first date with Cole, I guess I always was just comfortable around him because, you know, as a girl, you want to eat a salad and not show him like you have a big appetite or whatever. So we went to J-Bo's, which we didn't live next to there at the time. We ended up living in a place next to there when we moved in together. It's a pizza wing place, right?
Yeah.
And so we showed up and he was like, well, you want something to eat? And I was like, yeah. And I'm like looking at the salad or something that's not as messy. And he's like, we're going to get potato skins and wings. And I'm like, so here we are. And I'm like, you know, trying to like,
slop some wings all over your face.
It's just over his head. He doesn't even, because he doesn't care about that stuff.
No.
You know, and I even asked him, I was like, if I were vegetarian or I would have ordered salad, he's like, I don't know if we would have made it. Because he's like, I want you to do you. Like, if you're hungry, freaking eat.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and so that was fun. And then we played pool and ping pong, because they had a ping pong pool and a buck hunter in the little bar. And then I was 22. So I ended up going to meet my friends downtown after. This was like 11:30, you know, when you're like,
when the party starts. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
He was pushing 30. So he was like, I'm going to go to bed. So it was like 9 o'clock.
Come on, Cole.
He had to get up to go work.
Okay. Well, slight excuse.
But so he ended up like, I stayed up late. But the crazy thing about that is he left. And I remember thinking, I was like, it's not fun anymore without him.
Yeah.
You know, it's not fun going to the bars and he's not there with me.
Yeah. I can tell you that when I was dating Allison, there was no sleep.
Yeah.
I wanted as much moments with that girl as I possibly could. It was pretty hilarious. And I think vice versa. It was like one of those things where, okay, I got to go to work in like 3 hours and we're still up trying to, you know, you look at what you go through those processes and all those different chapters. And like you said, you and Cole are on a different chapter right now. And but me and Allison, you circle back to that because for me, it's the time with her. But I will tell you the one thing that we are adamant about is when we're spending time with each other, we have no phones.
Yeah.
I don't need to be looking at a phone as a distraction. I don't need to be pulling up text messages.
Scrolling
I don't need to be looking
Facebook.
At emails. I don't need to be looking at Facebook. It's my one-on-one connection with my wife. But you have to do things. You got to keep doing the little things, man. Like I just, you know, she'll go on scrapbooking retreats and I'll put a note in there for her.
Yeah.
And again, it's nothing. It's effort.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And yeah, it's definitely cool. Nippy out here in Texas. We got the Texas wind coming in. As you can see, our fire
keeps
blowing out. Yeah. It's cold. That's how dedicated we are, guys. Yeah. I think it's like 30 degrees right now.
Yeah.
So pretty cold.
Icicles.
Yeah. It's not. We're Texas for a reason.
I completely agree. I think, like I said, I think a lot of people forget you go through different phases because when Cole and I were, before we were moved here, so before marriage, I mean, it was a lot more just like fun, laid back, go to the bar, dive bars.
Huh?
And then when we got married, things started to change a little bit. We still had our own little local bar that we used to go play darts or whatever here in Texas. But we'd do like more like last minute stuff, like our England Ireland trip.
Yeah.
Or one time the Golden Cup was here in the semifinals. And we're like, should we go? And we got last minute tickets and we went out to dinner before. Went out to dinner before and then we went to the game and we got like amazing seats. I think we were like 12 rows up.
Oh, wow.
And it was Dempsey was playing and he scored. It was the Golden Cup. It was awesome. And I still have those photos. And he and I are just living our best lives. You know, we're drunk. We Ubered home, obviously.
Yeah.
We were drunk and we were having so much fun.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, things change, right? Because you can't just go home drunk and be like, I got to take care of a 4-year-old in the morning.
Yeah.
Right. So it just changes.
Yeah, it does. And you know, like I said, it could be going to a concert. It could be going, like we used to do. And Allison was really good about, because she's pretty frugal, honestly. Yeah. and she'd find free things that they're doing in your area. So Louisville used to put on free concerts. We'd go to that, concerts in the park. You know, we have all these things going on all the time. It's how we met other people in those type of things. But for me and her, it's like again, we talk about going on our morning walks. You know, whenever I'm able to do it, we'll go on a morning walk for 5, 6, and she'll sometimes I gotta split off after 4 miles because I gotta get back to work.
Listen,
and
I've been on a walk with her. Her legs are double the size of mine lengthwise.
Yeah,
I was like Marvin the Martian legs trying to keep up with her.
But we have some of our best conversations. Yeah. So, you know, what is a date? You know, is a date just, you know, always doing something?
I think if you go on a date with the intention of posting before you do it, you're doing it for the wrong purpose.
Correct. Yeah.
A lot of people go to the fancy restaurants to post, oh, we're going to so-and-so restaurant. If you're going somewhere on a date, enjoy the date first.
Yeah, like for Valentine's Day, you know, we were never big on the Hallmark holidays because I tell her I love her and I show her things on a regular basis. But every Valentine's Day, because this was what the topic was coming up, is that I make her dinner. So she wants steak and lobster. I go and I make steak and lobster for her, and we'll watch a movie or we'll play a game. And now we'll have the kids with us, and we'll have a Valentine's Day dinner with the kids. And, you know, I will tell you one thing I do for my daughter. Mm-hmm. So because you mentioned the Valentine's Day, is I send her something to school every year. Aww. So like when she gets it in class, so she'll either send a Starbucks. I've sent her flowers before. I've sent candy in there before. Yeah. And just let me know, as you know, as my daughter, just that, hey, dad loves you, and no matter what, you're always my Valentine. And showing her that, like, that's the kind of stuff I do for your mom. It's kind of stuff I'm going to do for you as well as my kid.
Because my dad, you know his personality. Like, he's not the overly romantic type, but he was always good at gift giving for my mom. And when I say gift giving, it's not like insane amount of jewelry. Like one year for Valentine's, he gave her an ooze doll, and the doll oozed little goos out the side. And he always used to leave little notes with the gift before she opened it, and she kept it all this time. And like when he gave her before he gave her an engagement ring, he gave her a little box, but it was a pin for the record player, but she thought it was a ring, and he put "for the diamond in my eye" or something like that. So she's like, ah. And so it's just, he always did little things like that. And I told Cole, I was like, my dad set high expectations for you. I was like, I don't expect massive gifts, but I expect thought behind it.
Yeah,
like, you know, and it's things like that, and it'll stay with Addie.
Well, it's even, and again, I've had, you know, failures too. Yeah. You know, one time for Christmas, I got Allison concert tickets because she had, I don't know how I had it in my head, but I thought she liked this one group, and I was so excited to give it to her at Christmas, and she opened it up, and she's like, I'm like, oh, we're going to a concert. The concert's like in 2 months.
Yeah,
and blah blah blah. I have the whole date night set up, like we're having a nice dinner, go to this concert. She's like, thanks.
Did
awesome.
Did you get insurance on me?
Oh my gosh. And we go to the concert, and I'll just say it was Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
So for anyone that loves the Florence and the Machine, sorry, but it was not our style.
Yeah.
So we go to this thing, and I realize that I'm out of my element, so certainly at this concert, and it just was hilarious. But we sit back and we laugh about that because we still went to the concert. Mm-hmm. We stayed till they played the one main song that she had on her playlist. So we played that, and we cracked up the entire drive home.
Yeah.
Because she's like, the effort was there, but it was such an epic failure that the memory of the failure is what made it awesome.
For going, though.
And we called up Russ and Marie, and we're like, guys, we just left the concert 5 songs in. What are you guys doing? Yeah. Like, come on over. And we literally hung on their back patio. So the date night that turned into a Christmas gift, went to the concert for 45 minutes, parked, did the whole thing, to go, this isn't for us, and we left and made a fun night of it. But but dating, you know,
I love
my wife's my best friend.
Yeah,
so like, so I cool. love being around my wife, so it's like I enjoy her company. And I want to spend time with her. Yeah. So, but for us, it's just the time. And, but it's mapping out the time. It's still scheduling the time. It's still like, hey, we're not doing anything on this Friday night. We're not going to do anything on this Saturday night. It's just you and me.
Yeah.
What do you want for dinner? I'll go to the store. Hey, she'll like say, hey, why don't you surprise me? Make something. I'll go in one of my cookbooks. I'll plan a meal out for her. We'll open a nice bottle of wine, and you know, mostly it turns into a game night because she gets tired with movies.
Yeah.
She falls asleep at about 6 minutes
like
in.
Me. You got to keep your brain moving.
At ADD in her, man. Yeah. She's got to be doing something while she watches a movie or something.
I prefer that home date nights. Like, you know, I love to make special nights, like when I did that Beetlejuice for me and Cole. So like we watched Beetlejuice 3, and then I thought of my own little dinner or my own little menu, appetizer, meal, dessert and the drink, you know, the white wine, all that stuff. And so I love stuff like that. And I love, Cole makes great steaks. So I'm like, why didn't you go overspend money on steak when my husband makes really good ones at home? And I just love like being able to learn more about cooking too, because I love cooking for people.
Well, you actually, it's a great segue. It's this, we were just talking about this last night. We went out for our friend's birthday and we were talking about just how ridiculous it costs now to go out. And I remember now why growing up, well, one, we definitely didn't have the money growing up, but why my mom and dad never wanted to go out. And even back then to them, it was expensive.
Yeah.
But now when you start thinking about, and we've talked about this before, I guarantee it, is you just enjoy the company, right? The venue is irrelevant.
Yeah.
And I would rather have people come over, have a nice meal, even if you rotated it. Like I told Allison, I said, what if we had our groups of friends where every 6 months, if you have six couples, let's just say, where every 6 months you host a big dinner at the house. So it's once a month, it's a date night. And we bring out we do a full meal for everybody. Don't show up empty handed. Do not bring anything. This meal is on us. And you're obligated for every 6 months.
Yeah.
So let's say it costs you $300 to host that many people between alcohol, food, and all those type of things. You can go out to the bar now. Like, I think we probably spent $150
on just drinks. $3 probably.
And you leave the bar and you're like, I'm not even satisfied. It was like, okay, cool. I went to a bar. I just spent $150 on alcohol. It was a complete waste of money.
Yeah.
When I have a full bar at my house that I could have enjoyed. And I get the getting out part, which is why it's like, okay, mix it up at someone else's house. Like every month you're going to someone else's house. You're still getting your big group of friends together. Yeah. They host that dinner. You get to look forward to it as a date night every month. Like, just get creative.
Yeah. And I think that's what Cole struggles with, because he likes to get out of the house. And I get that. I mean, and I used to be that busy type like that. And I'm like, I just like being at home now. But I like going to our friends' houses. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah.
Because you're still comfortable.
You're still comfortable.
I just don't like going to the whole, like, I don't care for bar scenes, like bar hopping.
Well, think about it. The bars are loud. The restaurants are loud.
Yeah.
You get a big, long table. So what ends up happening is you got 10 people that go out. Four of you converse because you can't hear the other people the other end of the table. So you end up segregating all these people into different groups because they're all in their own conversations. You try to mix it up and have people switch seats. Or whatever. It's like, think about all that effort you're putting into it when it's like, why can't we just get together, play some games, have fun, have a nice dinner, have a nice meal, or, you know, just, hey, maybe it's just cocktails. Maybe it's a happy hour where you just go hang out and have a happy hour. I don't know. Like, and I get the going out and getting someone to wait on you and those type of things. It's fun. Like uncle's restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Cassidy Grill. You know, make it a special. Yeah. Cassidy Grill. Shout out to them. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal food in Fort Worth. You know, make that a special.
Our wine dinners.
That the special occasion that you go out and then still date your spouse and your friends and all those and hang out with your friends, but do it in
and like I said, it's a lot of my generation. But they're like, oh, so-and-so is wearing the fanciest clothes and they're going to the fanciest dinners. And I'm like, but are you doing that for your spouse or your partner? Are you doing that for society? And I think that's been the big gap with a lot of couples these days. And they've lost connections because they're doing things for the wrong purposes.
They are. And it's like you say, we want to go out so we can post it on Instagram. We want to go show it. It's like, that's not what me and Allison aren't that way.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just, you know, when I look at taking my wife out, I take her out on a regular basis and no one would ever know it. It's like, it is little things. Like, it might just be, hey, baby, we'll go see a movie tonight. Let's go. And it's a Tuesday night and we're not going to get home till 11:30 at night. Oh, well, the kids are down. The kids are all settled. We have a dinner and we go see a movie. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I also say, hey, you know, someone's doing this this thing's going on in the community. Do you want to go do this? Or do you want to go do this at the church?
Well, your HOA has some fun things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Nice. They do some fun things.
And we're fortunate. We live so close to Boys Ranch that they have all those, the Bedford Beats and Eats, which is the live music, country music, and 4th of July Fest. So they have stuff
So we all get spoiled for 4th of July anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But Elena and Cole especially get spoiled. So we go up to their house. And think about that. Those are date weekends and all those type of things. But she gets a huge 4th of July firework show at her father-in-law and mother-in-law's lake house every year.
Two nights, which we
get to partake in. So it's 2 nights. And then she gets to go home and they have a massive firework show literally across the street from where she lives.
From our front yard.
So, and they are like massive fireworks right above their head. So They, Lena, Cole, and Kian get spoiled.
Yeah, well, July. Kian got to watch fireworks for the first time, because normally he goes to bed at 7, 7.30.
Yeah.
So we let him stay up. The next day he was a little grumpy, but that's okay. We let him stay up, and the magic in his eyes watching these fireworks. I mean, it was pretty amazing. Yeah. You know, I think Cole and I care more about that, like the whole, like, we're the unit right now. It's just us.
Yeah, and that's perfectly fine, right? This is how you connect, and this is how I think you strengthen your marriages as well. Yeah. But you know, I'm just replaying a lot of dates. I mean, Allison surprised me with some stuff too, like, you know, Disneyland and Magic Mountain, and we did, you know, went to Napa, you know, one time for a weekend, you know, get a weekend getaway for wine tasting, and a funny story there with her dress ripping. We went on a, we went on a wine train, and Allison, she's like, I want to do this, the Napa trip. And this, we were still living in California, and obviously well before kids. And she goes, I want to do the wine train through Napa. So we book this thing, and you know, she has this yellow dress. I'll always remember it. She looked stunning as always. And her grandma sewed it for her. And for whatever reason, the way she sat down or she stood up, I couldn't remember what it was, literally ripped all the way up to the back. Okay. And now we're on a train full of people. So Allison is now going, okay, what am I gonna do? And like the whole back of her dress is open. So I'm like holding her dress. So we're the last ones, of course, off the train. We'll let everyone get off the train. I'm trying. I have like no extra. I'm just wearing
a collared
shirt. Yeah, I got nothing on. It's the middle of the spring or summer. Yeah. So I'm standing behind her, and I'm holding this dress, trying to hold it closed for her.
Yeah.
And then I remember she gets in this. So we get her in the car. No one sees anything. So she feels better there. But now we have to get her clothes. So we drive to PacSun. She loved PacSun jeans, okay? I remember PacSun, and we're in downtown Napa. So you already know you're going to get overpriced because you're paying for PacSun in Napa. And I remember going to the window, and I'm out, like, holding up jeans, and she's, like, dictating, like, nah, I don't want those ones. Like, I'm shopping for her.
Yeah.
Like, her personal shopping. I had to pull in the front, and I'm, like, holding jeans up like a moron in the window. She's like, nah, no, not those. I'm like, Allison, just put some jeans on. If you don't like these, we'll exchange them. Yeah, I'm just trying to get you pants to get into the store to get what you want. Oh, my God, it was so hilarious. But we look back at that date weekend.
How funny. And,
oh, funny story. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And I remember you saying you like her in yellow and that light blue.
Oh, yeah.
Where I got her that romper, and I sent it to him. I was like, what color you want me to get your wife on this romper?
Blue, yellow, any of the coral colors. She has that mulatto skin.
But
so
you thought I was talking about something else, and finally I was like, wait, what are you talking about?
You know what's funny is when you walk down the hallway too, that was Disney, the picture of me and Allison on the carousel, that was at Disneyland. And that was one of our date weekends that we took when we were in California. And that was taken by probably an 8-year-old kid on a disposable camera.
That's
and
cool.
That was one of my favorite pictures of Allison and I. And like this young kid, like, hey, will you take a picture of us? And we got them printed at Walgreens or whatever it was on the disposable camera. And I was like, and that became one of our favorite pictures on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
It was a young kid that took it. But see, it's the memories of that stuff. Like, I don't remember what kind of dinner we had when we went to a steak dinner. I don't remember how good was your meal when we did this.
It's kind of like the Christmas gift giving, right? Like, you don't really remember the gifts I got when I was 8, 9, but I remember the memories of my parents, you know, and the magic they made me feel on Christmas. So I guess that's why I wanted to bring it up, because dates coming around, I think people think too much about it and not the important part of it.
Don't let it slip. Don't take your spouse, your partner, or whatever for granted. You have to continue to work at it. You got to continue to show them, hey, I earned you, or we earned each other, but I don't want to stop doing the things that made you fall in love with me, or the
person
that
keep
made
working
you.
At it.
Yeah. And you're going to create more memories doing it, and it could be a small thing.
And accept the chapters that you're in with your spouses and know your dates are going to look different than probably your friends. He's got teenagers. I got a toddler.
Yeah.
Our date nights are different.
I can't wait to get out of the house because my teenager's driving me crazy. She's trying to get sucked back in. I'm like, oh my gosh, how do I get out of this war zone of teenagers and getting asked a million things? And can I go to Whataburger? Can I go to Starbucks? Can I go? Yeah, it's just constant.
Bring you back a taquito, son.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Go make yourself some mac and cheese.
Yeah. So let us know, what are your favorite memories with your date nights with your partner, your spouse, and
how often do you do it? Do you guys actually do it? Do you push yourself to do it? I think you should.
So. Agreed. All right. We'll catch you next week.